Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I'm a chiropractic physician. I had some health issues starting to crop up on me. I was getting really tired all the time. I couldn't walk up stairs without just panting. I didn't have the energy to keep doing what I was doing. As I took Balance of Nature for several months, I began to notice that it wasn't as bad. I started to feel better. I have energy that I haven't had for a long time. And I base all of that on Balance of Nature. I endorse Balance of Nature because it works. And I share it with my patients and my practice as well.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I think back. It's a wonder I can think at all. And though my lack of education hasn't hurt me none.
Well, I don't know. I think it has hurt us in a very, very big way. Welcome back. A little Kodachrome for you. And I've got Uncle Milty with us. How are you,
I'm
sir?
Good, thanks.
And, of course, Melissa today. We had a switch in the schedule, and Chris Ann Hall was on yesterday, and I really appreciate Melissa's flexibility. She's amazing. So, Melissa, back here with you. Welcome back. And make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. This is a this is absolutely the supplement. If you've been looking, I know you probably heard the ads, and you know what? It's true. There are so many testimonials to this because it's that good. You know how everybody always talks about a great restaurant when it's a great restaurant? This is the same thing. It's like, you have got to check this out. This is 31 fruits and vegetables. And if you put my name on there, you will actually get 35% off and free shipping in the promo code section when you order. But it's 31 fruits and vegetables, dehydrated down, those nutrients. It's got amazing things in it. And it also comes with a really neat drink that that really is, it kind of tastes like apples. It's actually really good. And it also has turmeric and all kinds of minerals and vitamins in it. It really and truly, if you care about your health and you really want right now is this would be the time to ramp up your health for what's coming in the fall. But make sure that you're doing that with Balance of Nature. Just go to balanceofnature.com and then put in my code, put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E when you order. Melissa, let's talk a little bit about what the CDC has in mind. And I don't know when they got to run this country, but what they have in mind for our children in the fall.
It's absolutely stunningly horrible.
Yeah.
And I think it amounts almost to child abuse.
I think it is child abuse. I think it's criminal, actually. Go ahead.
So these are the new guidelines for schools to reopen safely, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Children over the age of 2 should wear masks.
I'm sorry, but we don't have a problem in this country with children and COVID even. So why... Okay. Can you imagine these little kids wearing masks all day?
I cannot.
It's harmful to their health if they're healthy. I mean, I'm actually stunned by that because we don't have a problem in the youth. We haven't had one. They haven't chalked one up to, you know, the youth. So I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, but every parent out there knows the story. Like, oh, you send your kid to preschool and they get so sick. Mm-hmm. And you know why they get so sick? Because they haven't been exposed to a single germ their entire life.
Yep.
So let's put masks on them now.
Yeah.
So that by the, you know, I don't know.
So
when
they can't
will they
build
ever,
it.
Whatever.
They
I can't even think about it.
Well, they can't build their immunity. Go ahead.
Okay. So there will be no sharing of any items or supplies. All belongings mm-hmm. will be in individual cubbies, should be in individual cubbies or labeled containers. No sharing. So a pencil, a pen, scissors, you have to have, every child has to have their own complete set and no one else can touch them. And by the way, I went back and looked at the actual regulation and what it
Whoops,
they want the children to take those items home every day to clean them and sanitize them.
You've got to be joking me. So we're making them neurotic. That's nice. And everything about kindergarten is sharing. So what are they going to do? Take down all those posters and no more sharing. That's nice. That's nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That also includes like shared learning aids. For example, if you have math manipulatives in your classroom or if you have a set of classroom readers, you can't share those either.
This is what school will look like in the fall. Okay. What's next?
Okay. Desks need to be 6 feet apart, all facing the same way.
Because COVID doesn't travel any other way. That's interesting.
Now,
so
I figure in a normal classroom, if you have children spaced 6 feet apart, you can put maybe 10 kids in a classroom.
Yeah, you're right.
There is not enough classroom space in my district here to accommodate that.
Why?
There's no way. It can't happen.
Why do I have this feeling that they're going to up the budgets incredibly to come up with more building money for the schools, and they're going to increase our taxes? Why do I feel this way suddenly?
But even if they do that, they can't have those situations in place in the fall.
Yeah. I don't know how they would do
that. There's no way to build 5 extra school buildings between now and September.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Well, they can cut class time in half.
Yeah, they might do mornings and afternoons. You never know. Because of COVID.
Well, do you know what? We eliminated morning and afternoon kindergarten here because parents didn't like it because they're all at work.
Yes, exactly. I have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, my call is for you, Kate, but a guest might want to hear this. Your news at the top of the hour, the local part. They just announced, the health department says that COVID cases are up 50% in Washington County. Does that mean that was 2 this week or what?
One? Yeah, that means 50% from minuscule. Yes, a whole whopping 50% from minuscule. Yeah.
They should be telling the numbers, not the health department's phony percentage.
Thank you very much, because they're extremely manipulative, the health department.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank
Everywhere.
You. Yeah,
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Oh, it just drives me crazy. Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Well, here's the next one.
Okay.
This is so demoralizing. Okay, we have to social distance on our school buses. 1 child per seat, and they have to skip a row between each child. That means that school buses can accommodate 10 children.
But the girls won't have their pigtails pulled anymore.
that's a good safety thing to remember.
Oh my gosh! So they're going to start at 3 in the morning. I mean, they're going to have to with the amount of buses. That's nice.
Well, we were told at one time by our school superintendent that the buses were one of the largest line items in their school in the entire district's budget because it was so expensive, and we already have our high school schoolers and middle schoolers riding buses together. In rural parts of Indiana, we have high schoolers, middle schoolers, and elementary school children all riding together.
Interesting.
Covering vast distances of territory. 10 kids per bus ain't going to work. Can't work.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, I'll just add this too. I have marching band kids, and our high school marching band runs about 250 kids. How are they going to move them?
Yeah. Very, very interesting. This is just getting so out of hand, and the nonsensical, irrational, neurotic response to all of this. And so tell me about the one-way routes and hallways. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, they're gonna put tape on the sidewalk outside to ensure that children stay 6 feet apart. Now, I don't know how that happens when they're moving. Do they have moving tape marks or something?
I don't know.
That's confusing to me. But we have to have one-way routes, and students have to stay 6 feet apart. Have you ever been in a high school during a passing period when kids are moving from classroom to classroom?
Exactly. Well, you know, it jumps from person to person, apparently. I guess that's what these people think. So these are the same people that deal with disease and illness, and they're telling us that this jumps from person to person. I don't have no words. They're so corrupt. The CDC is so corrupt. Okay, just keep going, because I'm going to lose
my mind. Okay, this is another one that is particularly heinous. No communal shared spaces, cafeterias, or playgrounds. So kids will not be allowed to go and eat in a cafeteria because that they have to stay in their classroom. They are only allowed to eat prepackaged boxes, or like a lunch box that's been prepackaged with individually packaged items inside.
A lot of preservatives.
There will
good.
Be yeah, no cafeteria food for you.
Yeah, you just
so kids have to so they report to their cell block uh-huh. in the morning and uh-huh. they stay there for the entire day because they can't go outside to the playground because there might be evil virus lurking there and they can't go to a cafeteria. My guess is before we're done, we're going to hear a complaint from the teachers union about some of this.
You think? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Because, yeah, you think?
Physical barriers between the sinks and bathrooms, where you're washing your hands, for Pete's sakes.
If they put physical barriers between the urinals, I'm an advocate of that.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, they are more concerned about this stuff than they were about adult men in women's restrooms.
Amen. Great point. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we were joking earlier that they should just give them catheters. I mean, let's just stick catheters in these kids. We'll send them off to China even to get raised because they'll be happy there. And of course, they have all these, you know, a lot of these same rules. They're not even this draconian, but they're not even this insane over there. But this is just the kind of nonsense that we're getting to. Is this neurotic behavior that we're going to be teaching the kids and isolation. Perfect. That's perfect.
So this is the reason I think we're going to hear from the teachers union right here. Same children say with the same staff all day, no switching groups or teachers. So does that mean no more art class, no more music class, no more PE?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah, go ahead, Uncle Milty.
Does it say anything about cutting teachers' pay?
Uh-huh.
Because
not
of it,
to my knowledge, the CDC well,
then you
wouldn't
won't
speak
hear from
about
the teachers. Yeah,
then you won't hear from the teachers. That's actually so true. Yeah. Oh, man. They probably won't say much.
You know, I don't think that's right. I think teachers will be very upset because teachers are very protective of their time, their prep time, and their lunch time.
Yeah.
That is their social time as well, and that is stipulated by contract.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Tell me about the extracurricular, because I think this is where the parents are going to come out of the woodwork. Unfortunately, this point is going to have them, but not unfortunately, but it's just going to be odd that this is the one thing that's going to get them, is this next one.
About no field trips?
Yeah, no field trips, assemblies, external. Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. External organizations.
Yeah.
Right.
And a limitation on visitors and volunteers. So, you know what? When I was concerned about my son in school and I made an arrangement to come up and observe in the classroom, none of that. Can't do that. I was the only parent volunteer for many years in my kids' classrooms. Mm-hmm. None of that will be allowed.
What about sports?
And teachers, there will be none of that.
Well, hold on, Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty?
You know, the visitor thing.
Uh-huh.
I have a real problem with that.
Why?
I mean, we went to a lot of trouble when my children were growing up to make sure that parents could go into the school anytime they want and visit.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. For reasons.
Yes, for reasons. And now none of that? Like you said, Melissa, you used to go in.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, think carefully. What we're hearing about in hospitals where people are isolated in the hospital and their family can't go to visit them or oversee their care, you get abuse in those situations.
Yep.
And I'm not charging teachers with abuse at all, because I think most teachers in the classroom have a great love and care for students.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if a parent had a concern, you will have no way to find that out. There will be no verification. There will be no other eyes in that classroom.
Jeez.
And there are a few bad eggs out there. We know that.
There are. There absolutely are. And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about three more. It's astounding. I hope people out there are going to at least get outraged enough that they would not let their children. I would think that if a parent let their children into this scenario – then you are letting them be abused, because this is such an abusive, psychologically abusive situation to throw your kids in 8 hours a day. I can't imagine this. I know you guys can't imagine this. Mm-mm. And I sure hope the parents write their superintendents and tell them that they will not put up with this, because the superintendents have gone hook, line, and sinker with the CDC so far. Be right back.